Welcome to Path to Permanent Weight Loss, a podcast designed to help overachieving women put their weight loss struggle behind them so they can become the version of themselves that they were always meant to be. I'm your host, Julia Brooks. Hello, hello. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm excited, whatever you're doing, if you're walking, if you're cleaning, if you're laying in bed, whatever you're doing, I am sitting in my office and I just got done actually recording a podcast episode with a wonderful guest. She's a doctor and a friend of mine, and we talked about some great stuff. And I was just sitting here and I have a lot on my mind, on my heart. So I thought, why not jump on and chat for a bit? So I recently had taken on a ton of projects in my business. And I know that a lot of you are business owners, or you know, you've worked your way up in the industry that you're in. And so I was recently in a place where I had so many projects, and I have been like the queen of being the yes girl. So the last, I don't know, 90 to 120 days, I've gotten the most incredible opportunities that I used to dream about. And I've said yes to every single one of them because, you know, there's this piece of me that's like, how could I say no to something, to such an incredible offer, to such an incredible thing that I used to dream about? So I've said yes, yes, yes to everything. And because of that, my schedule has gotten so busy. It's gotten so packed. And then on top of that, I do, you know, my normal morning routine, my normal evening routine. I read at night. So I try to read 10 pages at night. And then in the morning, I have my routine. And then I have my, you know, I exercise. And so I have all this stuff going on. And I was in a place, you know, a while back. I'm horrible with timelines, but it was a while back, like, let's call it, I don't know, a month or two ago. And I'm in this place where literally I realized that I was waking up at 7 in the morning. And then until I hit my pillow at 10 o'clock at night, I did not stop. So whether that was meditating or journaling or my morning routine, and then going into work and then working on project A and then project B and then project C, and then managing this person and that person. And then, you know, I'd get done with my day, and then I would, you know, do my exercises because I was preparing for this. And then I would make dinner, and then I would, you know, read my 10 pages, and then it would be time to hit the pillow. And I realized that this had been going on for a while, and I was just so exhausted. I was so exhausted. I felt like I just, you know, like when you're super busy and you just want to like take a day, spend it in bed and watch TV. That's literally what I wanted to do. I wanted to find an episode to binge on, or an episode. I wanted to find a show to binge on. I wanted to cuddle with my husband, spend time with him. I wanted to maybe go to a movie, and I was just so busy. And I remember opening up my journal because I was like, I've got to figure out something. Like, this is crazy, you know? And I opened up my journal and I wrote down, I was like, I bet you if I write down all of my projects and everything that I'm doing right now, I can find a few to scale back on, right? So I opened up my journal and I wrote down all these projects, and I had this list of projects, and I was just staring at them, and I was like, oh my gosh, each one of these projects are super, super important. Like, if I were to back out of them, I would either be losing a huge opportunity, you know, losing a bunch of money, losing something. There was a big loss attached to every single project. And I remember feeling like I can't come up for air right now. Like, I actually can't come up for air. And my husband, he was like, look, you know, you're super stressed out. There's a lot going on. Why don't we go over to the beach? And I was like, what? Are you crazy? Like, how could I go to the beach right now? Like, how could I even think about going to the beach? I have so much to do. And, you know, but I don't know how he talked me into it, but all of a sudden we're driving to the beach, right? And the beach is like an hour away. And so we're driving to the beach, and the whole time we're driving to the beach, I'm thinking to myself, this is stupid. This is stupid. Why am I driving to the beach? And then when I'm at the beach, we get to the beach and we're walking the beach, and I'm fuming inside. Like, there's a piece of me, like, you know, when you have like a, when you're angry or frustrated, and then it just builds and builds and builds. So I'm like fuming inside walking on the beach, and my husband's like, what's going on? And I was like, I just can't believe that I'm walking on the beach right now and I'm not getting things done. And I have so much to do. I have a to-do list that's endless. And, if I was a real business owner, if I was really good at this, if I had discipline, I wouldn't be walking on the beach right now. I'd be at home and at my desk. Now, the reason that I'm laughing about this is because this was a huge light bulb moment for me because I was so upset with myself. And I remember I sat there facing the water. I was sitting on some grass right behind the sand, and I was sitting there and I had my phone in my hand because I was constantly checking my phone like I had been, for the past however long it was. And I remember sitting there and thinking to myself, I could bury my phone in the sand right now. I literally thought to myself, I seriously could. I could actually take my phone and I could bury it in the sand and I could walk away and never look at my phone again. Now, why am I telling you this story? Because that moment where I thought I could bury my phone was a huge moment for me because I realized that I was doing way too much and that there is no situation that you can't get out of. It doesn't matter how big it is, it doesn't matter how important it is. There's always alternative options. There's always alternative ways to handle things. You can always scale back. You can always move things around. And what I realized in that moment is that I wasn't doing things that made me happy. Now, I was still doing a bunch of things that made me happy. Like I love coaching and I love building and I love creating and I love talking to you guys. And there's things that I love to do, right? I love to do them. Like time disappears when I'm writing a lesson for my clients, or when I'm building something, or talking to them, or coaching them on weight loss, time disappears. And that's how I know that it's what I'm supposed to be doing and it's what I love. But what I realized is that I was getting so caught up saying yes to absolutely everything that I ended up, I was doing things that I wasn't crazy about. And I was spending a lot of times doing them. Like there was this one project I was working on that required a ton of tech from me, like a ton of learning technology, learning different, systems. And these are things that I will proudly say that I am not good at. Like, there are people that are amazing at that, and that is just not me. It's something that I really don't like doing. And so I was spending a lot of time doing these things that I don't love. Now, naturally, when you do things, you have to do things that you don't love sometimes, right? Like nobody loves cleaning the kitchen, right? But we all do it. And so there are things that you have to do that you don't love. But what I realized is I was spending more time on the things that I don't love. And I was barely ever getting the times in for the things that I did love. And what I realized is that my writing and my creating, it started to kind of get blocked because I was so burnt out all the time from doing all of these things. So the reason that I'm telling you this is because I realized in that moment that even if everything fell away, if I lost every project in that moment, if I did bury my phone, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. And nothing crazy would have happened. I might have missed some opportunities. I might lose some money, but it would have been okay. It would have been okay for me to come up for air. And that's exactly what I did. I took a step back. I put some projects on hold, and I started to focus on what I really love. Actually, in the beginning, I didn't focus on anything because I was so burnt out. And I was like, I'm going to give myself some time. And then, as I gave myself some time and some space, the things that I love to do started coming up. Like, I just started writing again. I just started creating again. I just started wanting to be involved in these things again. And then it was almost like my creative flow just completely, just opened completely. And all of a sudden, I was focusing on all the things I love again. So I wanted to bring this up to you because it reminds me so much of weight loss. And I think that we've all done this. I know that I've done this, right? I've said, okay, holy shit, I've gained 30 pounds or whatever it is for you. I've gained all this weight. I don't know how I got here, but I have to do something on Monday. And usually by the time we get to this place, we're so frustrated with how far backwards we are that, at least for me, like I needed to start on Monday and I had to do something serious. It, I mean, Monday morning, I was getting up at 5 a.m. I was going to the gym before work. I was going to go on an extreme diet. I was cutting carbs. I was doing whatever I was doing. Maybe I'd even hire a trainer and I would change my lifestyle. And oh, by the way, usually I'd start meditating in the morning and start doing all of these things because I was changing my life. I wasn't going to live one more second in this place. I wasn't going to live one more second with these extra 30 pounds. Well, what ended up happening every single time, right? I would go on one of these extreme lifestyle changes that were never sustainable. What happened is I would crash and burn every single time. And I would end up, you know, with a pint of Ben and Jerry's on my sofa, crying and watching a sad movie because it was just too much. It was too many lifestyle changes at once. And this happens all of the time. Now that I'm a coach, you know, several years later, I look and with my clients, I see it all the time. They come to me and they start and, you know, they come off the wait list and I get a new client and she comes and she's like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm going to do intermittent fasting. I'm going to cut out carbs. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start working out for 3 hours a day. I'm going to start walking. Oh, and I'm going to sign up for a marathon. And I'm like, whoa, 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 slow down, slow down. Because here's the thing, with all of the clients that I've worked with, of all of them that I've worked with, the ones that try to do the most in the very beginning always crash and burn. And I love teaching this. I love teaching this to my clients and I love getting them to slow down because in the weight loss game, slow and steady really does win the race. Now, I'm not saying that you can't lose weight quickly. You can. But to try to change everything at once. I mean, if you've ever done it in your life, if you've ever tried to change multiple things at once, you will know that humans don't respond very well to it. Humans don't like change and our brains don't like change. And so if you try to change so many things at once, your brain will actually go into a rebellious mode and your brain will fight against, will fight you on it. Your brain, I mean, it'll completely fight you on it. And your brain will win. So what I want to say to you today is that if you are doing a million things, if you're on a crazy diet, if you're trying to walk for 2 hours a day, if you're in a place where you're saying, I know that I need to start one of these, I want you to just take a step back and take a breath and think about maybe the times that you've crashed and burned in the past and let yourself know that you don't have to make these massive changes in order to achieve weight loss. You really don't. I see it all. I did it myself. I work with clients all the time. You can achieve weight loss without all of these massive, crazy changes. Now, when you look in the mirror a year from now, will you be a completely different person? Sure, you'll have a lot of new habits, but those habits come over time. And, you know, one of my mentors suggests that you create one new winning habit every quarter. And I love that. I love that idea because it's just one small habit that adds up. And I just wanted to, you know, come on and talk to you about it because if you aren't doing things that you love, you know, if you're in a situation where you are absolutely despising your lifestyle, then you have to come up for air. You have to find a way. And I know that you can, you know, and also if you're not doing things that you love, then you're going to look for dopamine in other areas of your life. And that could be food, that could be alcohol, that could be cigarettes, it could be television. I know for a lot of us here, it's food, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in. So I want to just leave you with what do you love, right? What do you love and how can you make more time for it? How can you make more time for what you love? And if you are either on a really crazy lifestyle change or you're thinking of going on a crazy lifestyle change, please, please take my advice and don't be like me sitting in the be on the beach thinking about burying your phone because you're so burnt out. I promise you, there's an easy and beautiful way to lose weight, and it's just small lifestyle changes. It's just putting whole foods into your body and taking care of your body and giving it what it needs. So, you know, for me, things that I love are hiking, yoga, you know, spending time with my husband. I love beach walks. And when I'm super, super focused and I'm not doing any of those things, then I notice imbalances in every area of my life. So, how can you focus on the things that you love? And how can you also, if you are on a weight loss journey, if you're going on a weight loss journey, how can you do it in a way that's sustainable to where you're not going to burn out, you're not going to crash and burn? So that is my talk for the day. I hope you loved it. I am so excited to chat with you. As always, I love talking with you, and I'd love to hear from you about this episode. So where are you at in your weight loss journey? I would love to know. You can let me know on all social media platforms at I Am Julia Brooks. Also, I have a free masterclass that teaches you exactly how I lost my 75 pounds without crashing and burning and how I've helped countless women to do the same. So you can register for free for that class. You just go to www.pwlacademy.com/class.